Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, February 24th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We pick up in Genesis chapter 41, starting in verse 37, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. We are picking up in the conversation between Joseph and Pharaoh. After Joseph tells Pharaoh that what the explanation of his dreams are and that someone should be appointed to kind of store up the grain for them in the years of plenty so that in the years of famine they'll have food. Starting in verse 37, the plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. So Pharaoh asked them, "Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God?" Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and people shouted before him, "Make way!" Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, but without your word, no one will lift hand or foot in all Egypt." Pharaoh gave Joseph the name Zaphnath-Paneah and gave him Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, to be his wife. And Joseph went throughout the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout Egypt. During the 7 years of abundance, the land produced plentifully. Joseph collected all the food produced in these 7 years of abundance in Egypt and stored it in the cities. In each city, he put the food grown in the fields surrounding it. Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. Before the years of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph by Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." The 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began, just as Joseph had said. There was famine in all the other lands, but in the whole land of Egypt there was food. When all Egypt began to feel the famine, the people cried to Pharaoh for food. Then Pharaoh told all the Egyptians, "Go to Joseph and do what he tells you." When the famine had spread over the whole country, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold grain to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe throughout Egypt. And all the world came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe everywhere. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading the last part of Psalm 71. We'll start in verse 17 and we'll go through the end of the psalm. "Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. From the depths of the earth, you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you. I, whom you have delivered, my tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. And now let's move over to the book of John. Are you guys loving reading the book of John? I am. This has been an exciting time for me, and every day I look forward to John. Today, we're going to pick up where the Pharisees are hearing the crowd whispering. Yesterday, we read that the crowds were kind of confused about who Jesus was. Some of them were talking about the fact that he couldn't be the Messiah, that Jesus couldn't be the Messiah because they knew where he came from and they wouldn't know where the Messiah had come from. And then others still believed in him. And they said, when the Messiah comes, is there any way that he could perform more signs than this man? And that's where we pick up in verse 32. The Pharisees heard the crowd whispering such things about him. Then the chief priest and the Pharisees sent temple guards to arrest him. Jesus said, I am with you for only a short time, and then I am going to the one who sent me. You will look for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. The Jews said to one another, where does this man intend to go that we cannot find him? Will he go where our people live, scattered among the Greeks, and teach the Greeks? What did he mean when he said, you will look for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come? On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. On hearing his words, some of the people said, surely this man is the prophet. Others said, he is the Messiah. Still others asked, how can the Messiah come from Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived? Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priest and the Pharisees, who asked them, why didn't you bring him in? No one ever spoke the way this man does, the guards replied. You mean he has deceived you also? The Pharisees retorted. Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him? No, but this mob that knows nothing of the law, there is a curse on them. Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own number, asked, does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he has been doing? They replied, are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Did you not just want to scream at the Pharisees and say, he was born in Bethlehem? They didn't know that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem. They knew that he grew up in Galilee, and they assumed that he was from Galilee. But we know the story of Scripture. We know the story of the birth of our Savior, that He was born in Bethlehem. And He was prophesied long ago that one of the descendants of David, the Messiah, would be born in Bethlehem. And so we just praise You, Lord Jesus, for the reminders in Scripture that Your word is true. Thank You for the prophets of old who testified to what they could not see. And thank You for the gospel writers who recount the message of Your salvation. We praise You, Lord, for Your work in our lives through Your Spirit. We pray Your blessings on our fellowship. And I pray blessings, Lord, on all who hear today. Lord, would You bless them and keep them? Would You make Your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them? Would You lift up Your countenance upon them and give them peace? Peace that passes all understanding, that will guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. We pray all of this in His name. Amen.